You're listening to SBS News.
The Labor government has unveiled its first federal budget, so what is included for Australia's multicultural communities? $20 million is being allocated over 4 years for the Adult Migrant English Program, but the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre warns that social support drops off after this scheme ends. About $18 million is being spent over the same period to establish a Community Language Schools Grants Program to help more young Australians learn a second language. And the government says it will spend $1 million over 2 years to review Australia's multicultural policy settings in an effort to strengthen social cohesion. Former Labor politician Carlo Carli is now chair of Australia's Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils. He says the investment in reviewing the policy's framework is welcome, but he questions how far $1 million will stretch.
The important thing is it's being done. I mean, the whole framework of multiculturalism, where multiculturalism sits in government, in the machinery of government, in terms of the services are available, trying to really instill within government a whole of government approach is really critical to the multicultural framework. So the review is the important thing. I think what you'll see is organisations in the sector will have to probably put their hands in their own pockets to contribute to that process, because $1 million doesn't go very far.
The Albanese government is also expanding Australia's permanent migration program and hoping to reduce the visa backlog. Demographer Dr. Liz Allen from the Australian National University says the government is attempting to improve how the country is perceived overseas.
Australia has a significant amount of work to do to rebuild its brand overseas, particularly after we had the former Prime Minister tell migrants in Australia to go home. Their home was here. What we're seeing with this new government is a more welcoming stance on migration and a realisation that Australia is open for business, is back and welcoming to migrants to come to Australia to build a life in Australia.
An extra $576 million over 4 years will be provided to the Department of Home Affairs towards visa processing to cover a shortfall in funding for the maintenance of offshore processing centres and to support refugees. Carlo Carli again.
You know, when you deal with the sort of migration that we are dealing with, which is a skills migration predominantly, there still needs to be a level of infrastructure and support for people as they come, and support also for them to know their rights and support for them to also understand how our industrial relations system works. And I think those areas of commitment really needed to be developed up.
However, Dr. Allen says it's still disappointing to see Australia fall behind on the issue of refugee settlement.
Refugee settlement and support for refugees and asylum seekers is one policy area that Australia has been woeful at historically. It's a pity that we didn't see more announcements to support asylum seekers and to support refugees in need, particularly in light of the global and geopolitical issues that Australia is confronting. But I'm hopeful that in time, given the strategy that this government has taken, in the not too distant future, we might see a more earnest approach at asylum seeker settlements and refugee support.
Hundreds of millions of dollars is being contributed towards First Nations health, housing, justice, and an Indigenous voice in the federal budget. Over the next 5 years, $314 million has been set aside for Indigenous health initiatives. With a pledge to enshrine an Indigenous voice to Parliament in the Constitution being a key Labor election commitment, $75 million was included for preparatory work on a referendum. Housing will receive a financial increase after the federal government reached a deal with the Northern Territory government over fortifying homeland communities. While Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander legal services across the nation will also receive $13.5 million to help families seeking justice during coronial inquiries into the death of loved ones. However, Jamie McConaughey from the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander legal services says the sector still feels let down.
It is concerning that the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander legal services, the ATSLs, were not considered in this budget. So a lack of funding inevitably sees that Aboriginal legal services will continue to absorb pressures. The Aboriginal legal services have been at the genesis of self-determination. They were the engine room for reform, and they are still the advocates and the protectors of rights of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.